You hear the music, but you don't see what I see, which is a little dance that John Lindorf does every time that theme music kicks in. Good morning, John.
There's just something about Cab Calloway. And it's true, everybody does eat when they come to my house. And welcome, everybody. I do believe this is the greenest morning I've ever seen in the Boulder Valley, and it's a gorgeous morning. We have a there's just a lot of local food news, and I'm gonna just crank on through it. This was a quintessential Boulder code violation moment. This is classic Boulder, but the Voodoo Donut is opening at 3210 Arapahoe, and their buildings are always signature shocking pink, and everyone saw that the building had been painted shocking pink. But the city said, no, no. So now it's various shades of gray. And, you know,
nothing says donuts.
And all I can say is, you know, if they were building the tea house now, it wouldn't pass the code because it's got too many colors. In other news, it's National Hamburger Month, and PETA has named the best vegan burgers in America. One of them is Boulder's Meta Burger. They have a veggie burger with steak sauce and Gouda-style cheese and grilled Brussels sprouts. And, well, anyway, it's supposed to be wonderful. Also, DIA made Food and Wine's list of the top 10 U.S. airports for dining. And there are some good places to eat at the airport, but I have this feeling that the reason that DIA won is because so many travelers got stuck because of the Southwest snafus in the past year. You know, on March 1st, emergency SNAP benefits for consumers ended.
Yep.
And it has caused major problems. And people think, well, what is that? What does that really mean? How does it affect people? But now we have the statistics. SNAP recipients are buying 12% fewer groceries than a year ago. Meat purchases declined 18%, frozen food 16%, herbs and spices 16%. What that really means is less food for people that are having challenges.
Less fresh food, I would add, because food banks are great for shelf-stable items, but there's not particularly diverse array of options when it comes to produce and fruits.
The one thing that does help with that is the Boulder Farmers Market program, where they double SNAP points, I guess they're called, so that you can get more fresh produce. But it's really, you know, it's not like SNAP recipients were, you know, we're given. Speaking of fresh food, though, a lot of people are planting their gardens now. KGNU has a plant sale coming up.
Indeed.
Get your food in the ground and consider growing an extra row for Boulder Food Rescue. They have a backyard garden donation program, and you can donate your extra produce as the summer progresses. Consider that. Also in the fresh produce area, I'm putting together my annual list of Boulder County roadside farm stands, and I'd love your help identifying all the, you know, I know about the usual suspects, but, you know, let me know if you know of a cool one off on a back road in Boulder County. You can send that to nibbles@boulderweekly.com.
Speaking of Boulder Weekly, what's in your column today?
My column today is an absurdly deep dive down the rabbit hole of Colorado bacon. If you like bacon, it's got everything you want to know. There's even an organization in Colorado now called BENSA, which is a group for people who are obsessed with bacon. But I also want to send you to my column last week. I asked local food women food professionals to share cooking advice from their moms, and it's quite lovely.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of things that are lovely, what's the most lovely thing that you've tasted lately?
a while back, you know, I do my best to support local farmers, and one of them is Buckner Farms. But, you know, I limited budget is what I'll say. But so I bought a bag of beef bones, soup bones, and I made this just stunning bone broth. You know, I roasted the bones with spices, and then I braised them with liquid, and then I boiled them for a while, and it just, you know, sometimes, and it took probably 8 hours.
You know, I should have a conversation with you. Maybe not off the air. Let's just what's just off the top of your head a great place that I should check out
for eating?
Yes, vegetarian preferably.
Have you been to Tierra y Fuego?
I have not.
Up on North Broadway.
But I know someone, a member of my household, goes there regularly.
Yeah, and they of course have some wonderful Mexican. Vegetarian dishes, but I just love those folks.
Okay, great. Well, you can listen to podcasts of previous Radio Nibbles episodes at news.kgnu.org. And you're coming up with Kitchen Table Talk next week. What you got lined up?
No, next week is...
Oh, no. It's
no, I'm going to have a wonderful chat with Chef Dakota Seufer, who's got Cafe Aeon and all sorts of things in Boulder, and we're going to talk about spring food and life on the hill and all sorts of things next week on Radio Nibbles.
Well, fantastic. Thanks so much for joining me today, John.